All right, Pastor Cooley here, Old Paths Baptist Church, Northfield, Minnesota. Got something to show you here today, and I just want you to think about this. I know this isn't going to make me very many friends, but the whole teen ministry has turned in my opinion, to a big joke. Now, if you look at this, I'm not saying this man isn't a good preacher, or he hasn't preached good, or he hasn't preached good sermons, or anything like that. I'm not saying that. He might be a better preacher than me. Probably much better than me. There's a lot of guys that are much better preachers out there than I am. That's not my point, is not to deal with this preaching. It's the method that matters to God. When David did what he did to take the ark, the method mattered to God. When he took it wrong, Uzziah died. God cares about how you do things. Now, I'm going to show you some things here. Look at this, first of all. Teen Spectacular 2016. This flyer looks more like, listen, I used to be in direct sales. Okay, I ran kickoff meetings. I ran two or three different branches of direct sales associations or organizations. I ran two or three different branch offices that were in charge of direct sales, and I was in charge in helping kickoff meetings. This was a hoopla meeting to get people excited about selling the products, okay? So we gave away prizes, we gave away money, we gave incentives for people to work hard and everything else like that. Now, that's fine, I believe, if you're selling something and you're running a business and everything like that. However, when you're doing the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to look at this flyer. Okay, just look at this and understand what's going on here, what's being taught here. I mean, it looks like you're bribing people to come to this meeting. Grand prize, 2003 Mustang GT. Xbox One, iPads, a bunch of cash. What is this, The Price is Right or the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ? What is this, a casino? Have you whittled the gospel and the truth of it down that you got to bribe people? And before you say anything, you might say, well, Pastor, you used the internet and that wasn't in the Bible. Ah, but the principle for the internet is in the Bible. The principle is, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is an avenue to preach the gospel. This is against biblical principle and is called bribery. This is bribing people. And you are only going to get people with the way that you catch them is the way that you will keep them or won't keep them. So you're always going to have to up the ante. In any kickoff meeting we did in direct sales or any of those things, you always had to up the ante. You always had to make it bigger, better, more productive, more bang, more excitement. That's not how the Apostle Paul preached. Did the Apostle Paul preach to give away money and give away things to get people to the house of God? Was that the method of the Lord Jesus Christ? I want to show you some more here. This was a year before at another event, Teen Awakens, Awaken. What is this? This is the Star Wars theme. They're taking the Star Wars theme and they're using it to try to promote the Lord Jesus Christ. Go listen to our sermon on our sermon series on Star Wars. On how it's nothing but witchcraft. Teen Awaken? Seriously? Playing games with God, taking the world's methods to try to reach the lost? Or these are supposed to be the saved. They're trying to get revival out of all these kids. That's what they're trying to do. Trying to get revival. You're going to get revival by using worldly methods? Give me a break. Get back to the Bible. Preach the devil out of them. That's what they need. They need the devil preached out of them. Not encouraged in their idolatry. I'll tell you, I seen another picture, and I didn't take a picture of it, but it was all these pastors and youth pastors with their collar cocked up trying to look cool for these kids. There is nothing more embarrassing than to see a 50-year-old man trying to act like a teenager. You look like a fool. Please knock it off. Just be a man. Preach the word of God to get to them. Call them to repentance.
You might say, preacher, you're just being mean. No, I'm not being mean. I'm just being biblical. This is nonsense. You don't gain any respect from children. The youth, you don't gain any respect from doing this. You continue them in their stupidity, in their teenage youthful lusts. You're not teaching them to be adults, teaching them to be men and women of God, to love the Lord Jesus Christ and to put him first and to separate from the world. No, you're teaching worldly principles. We love youth pastors and youth workers. First of all, show me a youth pastor in the Bible. Show me the design of a youth pastor in the Bible. Oh, wait, it's not there. But how about show me the money? No, that's not there either. But that's what they do. Okay, so here's another one. The ultimate superhero, Jesus. Okay, well, Superman is Antichrist. Okay, first of all. So you just took an Antichrist theme and tried to make Christ out of it and say he's the ultimate superhero. And you're using the Superman sign. Now go listen to my Superman and Superheroes sermons, and then you'll understand the history of all this and the methods they're using. This is absolutely, diabolically, the most worldly, wicked thing that you could possibly do in the house of God to try to reach children, to try to reach the youth for Jesus Christ. Seriously, this is what you're doing? Really? You're taking Jesus. You're doing nothing more than when the Son of God movie came out and when the Man of Steel, Man of Sin movie came out. These fundamental pastors or these new evangelical pastors took the sermon notes and had youth groups that went to go see the movie. They went to go see the movie to try to make that movie about Jesus. And now they could show how Superman was a type of Jesus Christ. No, he's Antichrist. Go study the history of it. Go watch the videos. You'll see. But you look at this right here. The ultimate superhero, Jesus. No, Jesus is God. Jesus is the Lord God. Don't reduce him to some Fruit Loop that's flying around in his underwear and spandex. Okay, wake up. You people are so worldly, it makes me sick. But it makes God sick. God said the lukewarm makes, I will spew thee out of my mouth. It is Laodicea. You're just being mean. Really, it's being mean just to tell people the truth? That this is ridiculous? How could anybody condone this? How could any Baptist condone this? Fundamental Baptists, because they got their big bodies, their bucks, and their buildings. And that's what they have to keep pushing and perform. This is wicked and satanic and against biblical principle. Completely. Grow up. Teach them to be men and women. Teach the fathers and mothers principles of raising their children. Teach them the truth to shun worldliness and profane babblings. To shun this world. The Bible says, love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Not take on the principles of the world to reach people. Seriously? Here you go. Teen awaken. Awaken to what? The world? How about this? Look at this. Contact us. All promotions and prizes are for teens. No adults may register to win. I mean, seriously, adults are registering to win this stuff anyway? So to come to church now, I got to up the ante. Man, I remember when I was in the bus ministry before I learned the truth about it. And I love people that need to be saved. And we go out and preach to thousands every week. But the church is for the saved, not the lost. That's another story. You won't understand it. Go back and listen to my sermons. Anyway. And read Ephesians 4 while you're at it, because that'll tell you the truth of it before you listen to any of my sermons on it. But I remember giving away bubblegum and donuts and cookies, and now we're giving away iPads and Mustangs and cars and cash and pictures of $100 bills. I mean, how far does this go? How far do these fundamentalists and their movement take this? How vain do we have to get to where we're giving away cars for people to come to church? Where did the Apostle Paul give away a car, give away a chariot, give away a horse, give away prizes, games, enticements? When did Jesus say, hey, I got a great idea? Peter, if you bring 50 people to the Sermon on the Mount, I'm going to go walk on water. I'm going to go have a special day where I walk on water. Or I'm going to feed 5,000 if you bring 50 people here. No, he fed 5,000 anyway. When did Paul say, hey, I got a great one? I got a great contest. I'm going to get bit by a serpent and be healed and not have any danger, any problems. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to get healed if you just bring 50 people with you to church. Or I'm going to give this away. Or I'm going to give... It didn't happen, folks. It's worldly wisdom. And what's it producing? Teenagers that are full of pornography. Teenagers that are leaving the churches by 60 to 80%. Youth that grow up, that go after the CCM crowd, that go after the worldly entertainment, that go after the new evangelical churches, that go after the new church movements that are out there. Go after the seeker-friendly churches. That's where we're at. That's where we've come to. Register early for your exclusive chance to win. $100 Visa card, or only those who register early will be eligible to win. Really? Is that what we've come to? Seriously? Are we nothing more than games and prizes? Is that what we are? Is that how you preach the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you preach him with games and prizes? Is that what God wants from us? Is that the power of God? No, Paul said the gospel was the power of God unto salvation. You know what? You shouldn't have to bribe kids to come to church. And by the way, you won't find teen meetings in the Bible because God called them children or adults. Bringing the gospel, making everything like this, and teaching people that this is the true Bible faith right here is a joke. The Bible says to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Not take on worldly methods to try to reach. I want to seem cool to kids. I don't want to seem cool to them. I want to be a constant reminder of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and sobriety. Be sober, the Bible says, over and over again. Be sober, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. You're to teach them to fight the devil, not take on the devil's principles. Hey, look, I know I'm not going to make any friends, but I'm trying to at least reason with some people out there that might just wake up and say, you know what? Church is not about this. This is not about what worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ is about. We're to shun these things. We're not to love the world. We're not to use the world. We're not to use worldly methods like this. We're to preach the Lord Jesus Christ and call men to repentance and edify the saints and build them up in their most holy faith and train these children to be adults. Not these youth pastors that we're seeing everywhere that are ending up, what are they doing? These young 20-year-old, 25-year-old youth pastors ending up messing around with children, with teenage girls and everything else. First of all, where do you see that in the Bible where I'm supposed to send off my young children to some guy to go have fun with him and his wife to go have fun with him? No, if I want to do something with my children, I'll do it. I'll take them on vacation. I'll take them out fishing. I'll take them out bike riding. I'll take them out to do fun things. I'll take them on vacation. I don't need some glorified man that runs around that gets paid to play with kids all day. And then you hurt all these kids up and all their hormones with boys and girls together, and you don't expect something bad's going to happen? Of course it is. The method matters to God. Let's get back to the Bible methods of things. Preach the devil out of the youth. That's what needs to happen. Preach the truth and preach them to be sober and serious because they have an adversary, the devil. Show them that the devil lurks in the superheroes, in Hollywood, and in everything else. Wake up, people. It's high time the people of God wake up and stop this foolish nonsense.